Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're taking a look at some of the big races across Western New York as we inch closer toward Election Day. Austin Tylek is mayor of North Tonawanda, talking about the city running for re-election in just a couple of weeks. Austin, thanks for being on with us. Earlier this morning, we spoke with Tom Krantz, who's running against you on the Republican line. A lot's been made over the past few years of North Tonawanda becoming a bit of a hot spot. Growing. We've seen a lot of revitalization downtown. Your opponent says that that's something that started in the early 2000s, and we're just now seeing the fruits of all of that. In your mind, who should get credit for all of what's happening in North Tonawanda?
Good morning. So I always said the same thing. In the early 2000s, Mayor Bergio, I always felt, sort of started the catalyst for the city. He was a big piece of the creation of Lumber City Development, which is basically an economic arm of the city. And over the years, there were different plays, good and bad. But in the last 4 years, you know, we're in post-pandemic environment, the city finances, we were going bankrupt. We were kind of in a very tough spot with you know, our economy, and it could have went in either direction. But in the last 4 years, you know, we balanced the budget, built the reserves, increased our credit score. That was a really critical piece to continuing any kind of momentum the city was having. And, you know, we strengthened public safety. Crime rates are down, pulling numbers from the DOJ. We expanded housing. There's more development than ever before. With 250 new residential units, you know, our farmers market's thriving. We secured a record number in grant funding, over $35 million, which has gone to private, public, nonprofit projects. We have new facilities coming in. We're starting the aquatic center that'll be in the upcoming weeks. We're going to be breaking ground and updated infrastructure. We did a record number of roads and sidewalks that were never funded before when historically those numbers were cut. And, you know, we've really transformed the city, and a big economic piece of it is our downtown area. Sales tax revenue has increased around 5% every year, meaning that, you know, we have more businesses, we have more people visiting and spending money here in North Tonawanda, and that's a big piece of our budget. And, you know, we have a really bright future ahead of us.
You know, Mayor, on the budget that you mentioned, Tom Krantz said that an audit was done several years ago. Recommendations were made. He said they were not implemented, and thinks that your budget figures are not accurate. What do you say to that?
Well, that's just incorrect. I don't think he has a full grasp on how the budget is. It is balanced now. I've managed a $45+ million budget over the years. The numbers are accurate because we look at actuals from previous years. The items that the comptroller talked about, we have implemented, but there is still things that we have to work on. And I've worked with our city clerk treasurer, our city accountant, and a lot of it really just has to do with certain reports, you know, just enhancing those. And I think we've done a very good job. You know, our budget, the numbers don't lie. When we have a $2.5 million deficit prior to my administration, we're borrowing $4 million short term for a month to pay bills. And now we aren't borrowing $4 million to pay our bills. That's gone. We don't have a $2.5 million deficit. The $7 million that, depleted to $300,000 when I got into office, now we're looking at $3+ million in our reserves. And we should be at 6, but I don't want to gouge out taxpayers with a 50% tax increase to get there. So it's a slow and steady piece. Historically, past administrations, all they did was take from the reserve. I haven't touched it in 4 years. So I think his statements are incorrect, and I would be happy to challenge any further details on it because I've spent many, many, many hours working on this budget, and I'm quite proud of where we've come.
The attention that's been put on Webster Street over the past couple of years, rightfully deserved. How do you move the momentum down further up into the city along Oliver Street and some of these other areas that don't quite have the charm that Webster does right now?
Yeah. So like Oliver Street, for example, we have had a record number of money coming into Oliver Street. In recent years, we've acquired about $3.25 million just in streetscape enhancements alone, infrastructure updates. We're finalizing designs with that. In the public sector, anytime you look for a job, acquire money, and implement, it takes about 3+ years. It's just how it goes. It's quite a process. So we're really expediting that process. That money was acquired 2 years ago about, and it takes some time, but we're looking forward to construction. We have Webster Street. I know that's a big economic piece of it, but you need somewhat of a nucleus to then spread out. And along Oliver Street, we've also assisted numerous businesses start to redevelop, as well as nonprofits. That includes like the Railroad Museum on Oliver Street. They completed their projects, about $500,000 project to enhance that to attract tourism. The Carousel Museum, they're off of Oliver Street. They just completed their major expansion. That was a huge project to draw more people in, education, build on the history and look to the future. And we, one of the biggest things that we received in recent years was a $500,000 grant to help low-income families make property improvements. You know, we're trying to find ways to give people the tools to improve their properties, reduce blight in neighborhoods, and we're really, I think, heading in a great direction. And in the next 4 years, that's really what we need to enhance, not just Oliver Street and still supporting businesses, but really enhancing our neighborhoods. We're over 125 years old, which means we have a lot of older neighborhoods, especially the avenues, that need a little more attention. We're doing sidewalks like never before, thousands of sidewalk repairs each year. And trees, we're going after absentee landlords as well. We need tenants to feel safe in our community too. They need property improvements. I have neighbors, even in my area, that are frustrated with their landlords. They don't live in the country, and we created policies that requires someone locally to their own rental property, or they have a management company or a point of contact that we can reach out to and make sure they're giving the attention these properties need.
All right. Hey, Austin, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Austin Tylick, the incumbent mayor in the city of North Tonawanda.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.